Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Today's a half an hour show. It's going to be about finances. And the reason why I have opted to bring this conversation to you today is to raise awareness for that condition, which is very evident right now in our society, with our families, in our economic status, as well as going forward, people talking about, well, what do we need to do? And my guest today is someone who is quite unique because he is a very young person. He is 22 years old. However, he walks around with a certain identity of someone who has lived for many years and who really has his feet on the ground with references to finances and going forward and outlook and vision. And what I'd like to do at this time is introduce you to John Delgado, who is a financial services business owner at the age of 22. He is a success coach. He was born in Miami, excuse me, he was born in Pennsylvania, but he was raised here in Miami, Florida. His parents are both Colombian, and after he had his first job at the age of 14, he worked several different jobs, starting as a busboy, continuing as a barber, and he realized that in order for him to turn his dreams into reality, he needed to go into business for himself. He was introduced to the financial services field by a friend and was immediately drawn to it for several reasons, mostly because he wanted to learn more about money and how to manage it properly. And what he believes is that money and success are like a game, and the only way to win is to know the rules and practice them daily, which he does. Now, John has dedicated the past several years to helping others learn more about money, business, and finances. He's personally helped clients become more educated about their retirement needs, children's college savings, life insurance, debt planning, paying their mortgages off early, and basic budget management in the comfort of their home or business. He feels that middle-income America has little to no access to honest financial advice and has a mission to help all families become debt-free, protect their income, and become financially independent. He is also helping others follow his lead of getting into business for themselves by personally mentoring them in this field and showing them how they can also start their own agency like the one John has. Today, he is dedicated to showing people a different way of making a living where making good money and having freedom of time can both be achieved rather than having to choose one or the other. And at this time, I'd like to welcome John on Blog Talk Radio. Hi, John. John, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, how are you? And thank you for coming on Blog Talk Radio.
No problem. I very much appreciate it.
Well, let's start because it's really quite unique to have someone who is 22 years old with his own business. And like you said to me, you have accomplished one of your dreams, which was to be self-dependent. And I would say that you are in the majority of the people today. So congratulations.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I mean, I definitely agree. And I hope to see in the future more people kind of take that lead and, you know, kind of following those footsteps. I definitely try to, you know, follow others' footsteps from the past. And what can I say? These are exciting times, and hopefully a new wave of entrepreneurship follows in the next upcoming years in our country and in the world, really.
And how would you say, what would you say right now? Because, you know, when we look outside and we look at the youth population and we see what they are going through currently, the crisis and, you know, just so many issues, so many problems that are plaguing youth's lives and implicating their futures, what can you say to that? What would you like to share about that?
Well, you know, as far as that goes and as far as the youth, obviously, many people, many of your listeners will probably consider me to be a part of that youth. And you know, I'd have to say that the biggest thing is to just change the way we think about certain things, change the way we think about how to become a success. how to, you know, become financially independent. In other words, you know, let our youth, starting with parents, you know, let the youth know what their options are. And what I mean by that is let them know, listen, you know, the only way to succeed isn't only through, you know, conventional college education and things like that. I mean, there's other options. I think what's important nowadays is for children to know their options, to know that it's not enough to, you know, go to school a set amount of hours and then go home and not, you know, use resources to figure out, well, how did wealthy people become wealthy? How do, you know, what are their simple financial concepts for me to, you know, to practice daily that I can become a success? I mean, some of these things, most of the time, success isn't an overnight thing. It's something they have to practice. I mean, I don't see enough youth going to libraries and reading the right books and, you know, things like that. When they search the web, they're searching for video games and, you know, and other stuff that they probably shouldn't be searching for, rather than, you know, how can I get ahead? And so my point is that if we as a society, you know, start letting the youth know, and not just the youth, but everybody know that there are other options out there. There's not just a fixed way of doing things, which is a regular 9-to-5, 40 hours, you know, a week, 40 for 40 years of your life plan, and, you know, just start thinking about what are my options? Can I become self-employed? Let me look on the internet. Let me use the resources like that to see what I can do. And I think by doing that, slowly but surely, people are going to be, you know, doors are going to open up, you know, our minds are going to be start working differently, and, you know, things will start changing. People will start becoming more successful, and things of that nature will come about.
And I think that's great that you would say that, because, you know, we look at, people always ask for scientific proof, and here we're looking at the state of what our country is going through. And, you know, most of the people, for example, you know, going to the Madoffs and all these other people that are coming up and having made lots of money and having been responsible for lots of money, and all of a sudden here people are, you know, are having to forego their past to face a future of uncertainty because of other people. You know, and you look and you say, here is an opportunity for all of us to learn from that and to realize that following the past ways of doing things, the traditional and the conventional ways, is not necessarily where we need to go, you know, and understanding that there are options. And like you said, you touched upon the fact of opening up your mind, being flexible, being creative, you know, and allowing yourself to do some investigation and see, you know, what you can create, which I think it really, really is, you know, one of the keys to being able to overcome, you know, what we're going through right now. Now, how does it feel to be a 22-year-old person that doesn't have to worry about their present?
Well, you know, it feels like there's a lot of responsibility on my shoulders, to be honest. You know, one of the most important things I feel like is to never be content with where you are. That's, you know, success is a lot in part of the journey is what it is. And, you know, obviously it feels good. I mean, I have to admit that after working for, working a lot of odd jobs in the past, and, you know, from like what you read off, it was funny to recollect as you were reading, working as a busboy, you know, starting from the bottom. I worked as a barber for many years as well. And in a way, self-employed, I can manage my own schedule, but just always having to be there. And now I know that being a business owner isn't a free ride. You know, there's no free lunch in America. But at the same time, it feels good to know that if somebody is going to be in control of my life and my financial future, my family financial future, it's going to be in mine. Because I have to say that most people nowadays, and one of the biggest fears I read on the internet, I read in the blogs, I hear in the radio, is people saying, I feel like I'm not in control. I feel like my job is in my boss's hands. And not my job, not just my job, because it's deeper than that, but my family financial future is in somebody else's hands. And what I try to do is take that responsibility into my hands. So in a way, I feel very happy that I can control it. I've never had a trouble being a hard worker. A lot of people out there don't have trouble with that. But what I've been able to do is, you know, take that into my own hands. And it feels good, but I also know there's a lot of responsibility that goes into it, to stay focused and to also help other people, because, you know, there's no satisfaction in just being a lonely rich guy, you know what I mean?
Correct. Now, what happened to you while you were growing up that led you to going into the financial sector?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the biggest things that I noticed growing up was that most people, and some way or another, I kind of noticed that most people were just not happy with money. I grew up in a generation and where, you know, divorce rates are 50%. You know, that means that if you get married, you're pretty much, it's going to be hit or miss. You never know. And it's like shooting darts. Are you going to make it or not? It's, you know, you never know. And then you realize, as you hear that, you realize that, statistically speaking, most people that get divorced is because of money. And when I read that, when I learned that, I said, wow, so that means that most people don't really know about that. Now, I have to admit, I kind of stumbled upon this industry. I met an old friend of mine that he kind of introduced me to this industry, and he said, you know, what they did is they introduced me to simple financial concepts, things that your listeners might be, you know, very interested in that maybe they never heard about. For example, the rule of 72, simple financial concept, dollar cost averaging, another simple financial concept that I never learned in school, that I never learned in college. And what that did to me, when I learned that such a simple thing, simple financial concept was available and I didn't know it, and most people don't know it, I said, wow, there's so much potential in this. And frankly, at the end of the day, if you're going to go into business, I feel like if you're going to go into business to make money, to become financially independent, why not get into the business of money and finances? You know, make sense?
It does, and you know what, you hit on something, because you mentioned, you know, if you're going to go into business to make money, and, you know, you also have a great wisdom and insight, because you shared before, you've always been a hard worker, there is no, you know, there's no free lunch, you've worked hard, you stay focused, and you also help others. A lot of people, it takes them, I mean, you're looking at these conglomerates, and you're looking at these, you know, business people who, after working for these companies, all of a sudden turn around and say, well, what has my life been for? And I was very much focused on money and the bottom line, and now it's my time to give back to people. That used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the way that work was being done. Now, today, we're looking at the social conscious effort and movement, and we're looking at a lot of these people. I mean, Warren Buffett, you know, Bill Gates, people who are stepping up to say, there's more to life than just making money, and this is kind of like this new wave. So, you know, there's a paradigm there, as well as a dichotomy, with saying we're going to go into business to make money, but we're also going to go into business to help others, which you, at 22, is very much aware of, and that really creates, I think, for a great platform for you to be able to have an authentic and a job and a career where you have integrity and where people can trust you.
Absolutely. You know. I mean, you know, Sandra, I've read on your website and things like that. I know you and I share a great respect for Tony Robbins, and I heard Tony Robbins once say that, you know, money is just an exchange of value. What value are you giving to others? You know, that's really what it represents. What value are you exchanging to others? And, you know, once I understood that, I said, wow, you know, that really makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you're selling, say, I don't know, something simple, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you're selling something like, say, you know, a toilet paper, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's value in that. But how much is it? Is it something that's going to last for a month? I mean, how much value is that? But if you're giving somebody knowledge, something that's going to last for a lifetime, see, there's a lot of value in that. And I learned that, and I said, you know what, if I can get into the business of helping others, helping somebody learn something that is so fundamental, there's a lot of value in that. And there should be a lot of not just money, not just profits, but a lot of, you know, value in my heart, you know, a lot of satisfaction in that type of field, you know.
And that's beautiful. I hadn't actually heard that quote with money as an exchange of value, but that brings to mind why the network marketing industry, though it has made a lot of people very successful, and it is a proven system, and it is something that I believe we are you know, developing even more as we're going into this new era of information and marketing, you know, in e-commerce, the network marketing arena is one where there's a lot of challenges, I think, to the people who get involved, where people turn around and say, oh, that didn't work for me, or you know what, they're all the same. They're all looking to make other people rich on top, and oh, it's a pyramid scheme. One of the things that I realized when I got involved in actually about 5 companies last year, because I believed in the integrity of these companies, I believed in the service that they brought, and I believed in the value that they gave, you know, not only the people that they work with, but the consumer, where truly it was to impact people on a wide scale and to enable people to get financially, you know, not I wouldn't say comfortable, but to have an option, to have an outlet for them to create the life that they've always wanted without having to work 9 to 5, et cetera, et cetera. But what was very apparent to me, even which falls along with what you just said, money is an exchange of value, was that when you get involved with network marketing companies, many people do it, you know, to sell that product without realizing that they are selling themselves through that product, or they are selling their ideals, or they are selling their beliefs and the values. And people have challenges with selling because it's not congruent. You know, like let's say if you are selling toilet paper and you believe that the toilet paper is going to sell, it's going to save people. You know, or it's going to create, you know, a better life for them. It's going to create better health. Then you will sell that up and down, you know, and you will go everywhere because you know that you're bringing value to this person. It's not the actual entity. It's more of, you know, that feeling in your why of why you're going forward. But when people are in a business solely for selling and getting back money and being able to run away with it, then that there's a question of, you know, scrutinizing your intentions.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. That's why I've seen a lot of times some individuals get into that into the network marketing industry for themselves because they've been sold a dream that say, listen, if you follow the system, forget about what our product is, forget about what we're selling, just sell it, get other people to do the same thing, you make a bunch of money, and guess what? They never succeed. They never succeed because if there isn't a mission, if there isn't a crusade, I mean, there's a crusade behind what I do. That's something that's very important to me. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, frankly, they don't know about, you know, things so simple like their life insurance. People don't know about their retirement. People, you know, are saving money in banks and things like this at 0%. And it's like, wow, you know, you're never going to make it that way. And there's a crusade behind what it is that I do. And see, if you don't have that in your business, if you don't have a crusade in your business, it doesn't matter what business model you're following, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. You need to be doing something that, you know, drives you, something that you believe in, and it can't just be something that you think that, you know what, if I can just fool enough people to do this, I'll make money. You know what, you're in for a rude awakening because it's not going to happen. And even if you make some money, guess what, it's not going to be satisfying, that's for sure.
And you're exact with that. I mean, we're seeing that evidence right now popping up every single day on CNN News and, you know, Fox and Friends, and we're watching it every single day on our TV screens. Now, you did spark my interest when you mentioned, you know, the rule of 72, and I'm like, okay, I know the 80-20 rule, but I do not know the rule of 72, and which I definitely would like for you to explain to us, if you can, you know, in a short version. But because these are concepts that we use as well, you know, in economic concepts that help us going forward with personal development, like the 80-20, you know, 20% of your work is going to give you 80% of the results. And this is something that truly applies, you know, to help you get focused and to help you align with your purpose and to help you align with, okay, you have this day full of different things to do. Well, which of those to-do items are the ones that are really going to give you the results that you're seeking so that by the end of the day you could say this was a day well spent, or I was able to use my money in a good way because I invested in this area. So how does the rule of 72 apply?
I think the rule of 72 is something that everybody needs to know. Unfortunately, not that many people know it. To sum it up briefly, the rule of 72 is a formula that anybody can use to pretty much calculate how their money is going to be compounding over a period of time. To give you an example, what needs to be done is whatever your interest, your rate of return is on any investment, say you're putting your money away in a CD, let's say, for example, just to use an example, and let's say for whatever reason you're getting a 3% on that CD, right? Basically, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take the number 72, and you're going to want to divide that number by 3, okay? So the number 72 divided by 3, that whatever number you get from that, and whatever number you use, it could be, you know, 12%, it could be 6%, whatever number is the resulting number from that is how long it's going to take for the given amount of money that you put into any investment, any account in your bank account to double. In other words, if you divide 72 by 3, the resulting number is 24. So if you put in, say, $1,000 into an account, a bank account, a CD, and you leave that money in there for 24 years, that's how long it's going to take for you to have $2,000. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So that's so now, but that's not the powerful part of the rule of 72. The powerful part is when you use it over several years. It, for example, use the number 24, let's say. If you divide 72 now, okay, by the number 12, let's say, okay, there's actually a lot of investments and things like that out there where you can get a 12% over a period of time, right? Now, if you divide the rules, if you divide 72 by 12, the resulting number is 6. A huge difference. 6 years from your money to double, right? Mm-hmm. But now look at this. Look at this. In 6 years, at 12%, you would have, if you invested $1,000, you'd have $2,000. But then at 12 years, you'd have 4, because now you're not doubling 1,000, now you're doubling 2,000. At 18 years, you would have 8,000. Okay? And at 24 years, you'd have 16.
So that's 16, the exponential. 000,
exactly. $16,000 rather than $2,000. See, a simple thing like that can explain to people the importance of seeking out a good return on their investments and a good return on their money, whether it be, you know, real estate. I'm not going to sit here and start advocating, you know, things. I don't want to have a buy. I don't want people to listen to me and say, well, I should invest in here in the stock market and bond and gold. I don't want to do that. All I want them to know is, listen, if you understand this rule, you understand the importance of getting a good return on your money. Every percentage counts. It could be the difference between you being financially independent and you working into your 80s. You see what I'm saying? And that's very important. That's very important. Also, another thing that is also very important is dollar cost averaging. Now, dollar cost averaging is a little bit more in-depth. And my recommendation, by the way, Sandra, for everything is everything that I've said, Rule 72, dollar cost averaging, these are things that you can Google and get the information from. So if the user, if your listeners want to get more information about this, you could just type that in. Matter of fact, I'm in front of a computer screen right now where I've done that, and I can see what comes out, and you can get a lot of information about this. But to come back to dollar cost averaging, what dollar cost averaging is an investment strategy that you use to pretty much save your money. And in the ups and downs of any market, real estate, whatever the case may be, in this case, well, you can use more like funds, mutual funds, things like that. By investing systematically while the market goes up and down, you can consistently make a profit most of the time. And what that does is, a brief example is if somebody were to invest, say, $100 into a fund, let's call it a mutual fund. Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got broken up there for a minute. But basically what I was saying is that if somebody was investing and somebody was looking to invest long-term, if somebody were to invest, let's say, $100 into a mutual fund, let's say, it's just an investment vehicle that is out there at $10 a fund, let's say. You and I know that would result in them buying 10 shares, right?
Yes.
If that money, let's say, were to go down, you see, now everybody wants to know this information. Now that the markets are wild, going up and down, people are losing money left and right in their 401ks, what if we say that instead of most people losing about 30%, that's kind of what I've been getting from my clients and from constituents, 30%. What about, let's use a scenario where people will lose 80% of their money, 80%. That's never happened ever. But if a $10 share went down to 80% loss, that would result in $2.
$2.
But let's say that individual kept on saving $100 a month. If they were to do that, $2 a share, what $100 would buy you would be 50 shares, right? So that was about 50 shares. And let's say the next month, let's say that they never recover. Let's say that the market record, the fund recovers only to $5, half of what it was originally worth. And that last month, they invest another $100. That would buy them another 20 shares. And all in all, to sum it all up, they would have, at the end of those 3 months, they would have 80 shares, okay? And if they were to sell that money, if they would have sold those shares, 80 shares at $5, that would give them $400. If the listeners recall my example, this individual invested $100 for 3 months, that means that they invested $300, ended up with $400. That means that they made $100 profit, 33% return on your money. And then the whole point of that is, if your listeners are paying attention, I said that the individual bought an investment at $10 a share and sold it at $5. Most people hearing that will say, I lost half my money. And rather than that being the truth, they actually made 32%. That's just a simple example that just goes to show about how if you're smart about what you're doing in the good times and bad, you can be smart, you can make money, you know, you can get ahead, and anybody could do that.
And I think what's really important to say is, you know, what you mentioned at the beginning that I read about you, which is learning how to manage your money properly. And a lot of people, one thing that I learned recently through a wealth management seminar with Tony Robbins and the people that he had there, the panel that he had, one being Chuck Mellon, who has done fundamentals and technical stock analysis. And he has always said he's made his fortune through basically, I believe, using this principle. And what he does is specifically he looks at certain stocks and he will never lose more than 10%. You know, that's where he breaks it. And he, in a second, this man can make $500, $1,000. And this is how he has created, you know, an amazing, amazing portfolio and, you know, for his clients. And, you know, you bring this to mind, which is really understanding the language and communicating this to people where finances is just like learning another language, is another way of being able to communicate, to create a relationship, and to do so in a way that it's going to change your ability, you know, in your own situation. And I think this is what you do, which is what you're doing. And I believe, you know, and I stand behind you so much because you are a young person. You are someone that has been doing it. You are someone that's experienced. You are someone that is going forward. Like you said, I'm not yet where I want to be. You know, when I asked you, are you successful? And you said, well, what did you say when I asked you, are you successful?
Well, I guess it depends who you ask. I mean, in someone's eyes, they might consider that I would be successful. In my mind, where I would define success is to have the freedom to live life on your own terms. And I'm not at the point where I can say that I'm living life to the full extent of my own terms. Someone else might say that I am. In their eyes, but hey, you know, like I said, success, part of it is in the journey, so I'm not done with mine yet.
Excellent. I love it because you know, I'm here seeing you and I'm seeing, looking at Rise to Win for our Youth movement, which is about bringing to these kids the education that they are not presently getting. And I believe that we don't have to wait till we're 40 and 50 years old and have money in our bank to be able to learn about finances. And we definitely need to bring this to our kids and they need to be equipped with this at such a young age. And what better person to share it with them than someone who is young, someone whom the kids can look at and say, oh, wow, you've done it. If you could do it, then you know what? I can model and mirror what you're doing. And you yourself, you know, I mean, one of the people that I'm going to reach out for to be part of this is Keith Cunningham. Now, Keith Cunningham, I don't know, are you familiar with him?
I'm familiar with Keith.
You can look. He's written a book called Keys to the Vault, and he is he works with Tony Robbins. He works on his foundation, but he has his own school. He has his own business school, and you can the equivalent of his 3-day program, which is not very much. It's about $4,000 or $5,000. It's equivalent to almost like 2 years of Harvard based on what you're going to be exposed to and the knowledge that you have. So someone like you, before a person like, you know, like Keith, I can only imagine, you know, how much more you will get when you have that. Because again, it's all about history and it's all about following a model and following someone else and repeating. If someone can do that and you're younger, chances are you can recreate that and even get to a different level higher than those people. So You know, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. I definitely do appreciate it, and I'm excited to be able to work with you in the future and to look at, you know, watch, be able to not just watch, but join you going forward and just seeing what, you know, what's going to take place. Like you said, it's exciting. So, you know, in closing, what would you like to say?
You know, I would like to say, you know, one of the things that we spoke about earlier is, you know, part of both our movements is reaching out to, you know, middle-income people, lower-income people, people that don't have access to this type of information. And one thing I'd like to urge the listeners is, number one, look for the information yourself. It's nobody's responsibility other than yourself to, you know, manage your finances, to get ahead. It's not the government's responsibility, and that's one of the biggest problems today is that everybody's looking for somebody else to fix a problem. Don't do that. There's, you know, with the internet today, internet is, you know, internet access is cheap. You can go to the library, get it, get some information, look up finances, look up success. Also, if people would want to get in contact with me, I would urge them to do so as well. One of the things I believe in is helping out people with no strings attached. You know, my organization, what we try to do is sit down with people personally, one-on-one. And if your listeners would like to get in contact with me, you know, with your permission, of course, I'd like to let them know how to do so. Yeah, if anybody would like to reach me, I have a direct line where anybody that would like to speak to me in privacy can reach me directly at 305-281-1305. Again, 305-281-1305. That's my direct line where I pretty much can help out anybody that's looking to get more information about any of the things you mentioned before about, you know, about their savings, about their kids' college, about their debt, about the life insurance. I mean, there's a huge crisis when it comes to life insurance in America nowadays. It's any of those things, your listeners, I urge them to get in contact with me. I urge them to go online, do some research, you know, play your part. Don't look for anybody else to fix your problem.
Well, thank you, John. That has been so perfectly said. So I appreciate it, and I thank you, and I definitely look forward to having you on Power to Be You once again in the future when we start working with the kids and then just see where we take them and where they end up being as well as yourself.
I appreciate it, Sandra. I definitely appreciate it. I appreciate the listeners, and I hope to see more people like you doing the work you're doing.
Well, it's all about going on that crusade, so I'm glad to be a partner.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a presentation of Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. And you've heard John. He is Delgado & Associates, and you can reach him directly at 305-281-1305.